Today is Monday, June 28th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Ben Mandiel. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Trinidad Triggers. Home games this week include tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, starting at 6.05 p.m. Find tickets at the gates of Central Park or online at trinidadtriggers.com. The weather is expected to be partly sunny with a high near 66 today, with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Tonight, it's expected to be mostly cloudy with a low around 49, with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Now, here's the headlines for the day. The Trinidad School District No. 1 Board of Education moved to not extend current local teacher union agreements in a 3-2 vote last Wednesday. Board member James Sanchez, who represented the district during union negotiation talks, asked the board what the unions do for the district and said that he believes the district can help its staff more than the unions. A special board meeting will be held tonight at 5:30 at Eckhart Elementary School for the union to tell its side of the negotiating story. Colorado's independent body, tasked with redrawing congressional districts, released a preliminary map on Wednesday. The preliminary map, presented by the Colorado Independent Redistricting Commission, accounts for the state's soon-to-be 8th congressional district and also indicates significant population shifts along the eastern and southern parts of the state. If approved, the 8th congressional district would comprise of voters from southwestern Weld County, northeastern Jefferson County, and northwest corner of Adams County. State economic forecasts say Colorado is recovering faster than expected. The Legislative Council staff, a nonpartisan arm of the General Assembly, released its June forecast on Friday, saying the state's general fund is projected to end the year 11.4% higher than expected, with $2.6 billion more than a statutory reserve limit. That's the morning news for Monday, June 28th. Tune back in tomorrow for more news impacting Los Angeles County and Colfax County, New Mexico.